Fellow Freedom fans, we're back here with the Faith and Freedom Show, David Allen Carmichael. And our number here, of course, is 888-850-1872. Tune in to my website at faithfreedoms.org. We had our interview with Senator Mike Visano, and it went into the break. And so I've got another clip here that we're going to play about conversation that continued on into the break that was not able to be heard up to this point. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give some commentary about what we've heard right after I play this next clip. I'm going to sort of review some of the things that Senator Mike Visano said, and I think it's important to scrutinize some of the things he said. What he said sounded very good. It was very persuasive. It was something you say, hey, this is a good idea. This is a good plan. Well, yeah, if you think about right versus wrong, the problem is you start trying to come up with what is right and what is wrong without first looking at the two prongs that I always have, that I base my views on some of these situations of the day, constitutional basis and biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. And the biblical basis, folks, what I'm talking about that is with regard to its relationship to what is the purpose of a secular government? What is that function? That there is a higher authority that has delineated what the role is for a secular government. Yes, there's. We talk about separation of church and state and things like that, and that it has its place in the proper context. But there is a higher authority. There's an authority higher than the Constitution. And it's not the Constitution doesn't get its authority merely from the whimsical passions of the majority of those who maybe ratified the Constitution. There is a higher authority that those who ratified the Constitution are accountable to. Something to think about. You can, of course, give us a call, 888-850-1872, and dialogue, challenge me on that. But, you know, just make sure you do it peaceably. Let's have a peaceable assembly over this mind-boggling perspective. So I'm going to play the clip from Senator Visano that went on into the break. So let's go ahead and listen to that now.
In some counties around the state, to build or to create, the impact fees are huge. People who want to go into business, they look at this and they say, "There's no way I can afford this." We need to relax that. Governor Charlie Crist did that by signing Senate Bill 360, and I know a lot on the left criticized him for signing it. But it's a great piece of legislation that relaxes some of the rules so businesses can start up again and create jobs.
What we're going to do is on the show is on that particular bill, do you know off the top of your head what the number of that is?
We don't have it yet. My staff and I are working on that. We probably won't get filed until after the first of the year. It'll be an economic development bill that we will put together and probably get filed sometime after the first of the year. My staff in Tallahassee and myself and my staff here working on it to put something that I believe we could get passed and create some jobs.
Okay, and I'll just tell you quite frankly, what I'll do is there's things that you do that I love, and I've been talking great behind your back. That one, we're going to heckle you a little bit because I will just tell you our viewpoint from these things that government is doing is a lot of things, catastrophes that we're having, like the health care bill for one, where they're basically medical martial law, where now the clerk behind the counter at the doctor's office is going to be the financial responsibility Gestapo for everybody in the country. I mean, that's insane, but we've come to insanity through incremental steps into basically going beyond what the government was designed to do.
If I may add on to that, the money that we got for the economic gardening bill I just spoke about didn't come from every taxpayer in the state. It came from a trust fund that when people buy a home and pay dock stamps, it went into that trust fund for the purpose of building and creating. So it's not like somebody who sits at home and goes and buys something at the store, they're paying for that, those loans going out to the small businessmen and women throughout the state. It's coming from a trust fund that is to be used specifically for economic development.
One thing I thought about was a bond. You know, we have a bond referendums and stuff like that.
Yes.
At that point, you have people who are, because of the love of Florida, they're buying a bond. Yes, they'll get some interest back. In some cases, it may be protected from taxation,
right,
depending on the thing. But they are very volitionally opting into it. It's not the power of the sword, no coercion. It's actually baited. I mean, that I will probably, when we talk about your bill, I'm going to heckle you a little bit on it. Just to recap some of the things that you heard from Senator Mike Fasano, he was talking about this idea of creating jobs through what he called economic gardening, an economic gardening bill. Before we went into that, and that's really what I'm going to focus on the next few minutes, but the initial discussion was over a proposal that you might consider whether or not you should have an elected public service commission between now and the time of the vote on that issue, whether it comes up as a proposal to change the Constitution. We're going to come back and visit that and the issues that relate to it. Of course, we're going to do that. We're going to be looking at other statutes that are coming up in the next legislative session. Another thing that he talked about was a preborn life protection, in that if somebody is basically defining the human being that is currently in utero and protections not only that they have from injury or let's say restitution or punishment to those who injure those who are unborn, but also those who are the mothers of the person who's unborn. Of course, the fathers and the survivors of that unborn child or in utero child that is injured or killed because of the assaults of somebody else. It would give, obviously, a protection under civil law to get restitution and potentially some consequences under a criminal prosecution as well. It's good to hold people accountable who do things wrong, and that obviously, besides holding them accountable, is an incentive for others to not do the same thing. Regarding this economic gardening bill, it sounds really good. Some of the things that the senator said, he said the only way that we are going to solve this economic crisis is to get people back to work. There are some other things that are going to solve this economic crisis. If we back up on something that he said right from the beginning, he said, in the past, we've got through these recessions in Florida because of enormous growth. It brought revenue and jobs. What kind of growth is he talking about? It's people growth. It's population growth. It is births. It is a population increase by births and people moving to Florida. That is growth brings economy. A lot of that was in the housing industry and things like that. But if you, as I say, if you murder your posterity, you're going to murder your prosperity. There's going to have to be a fix in Florida's industry of in utero infanticide. I would say significant, the problem you're having in Florida, if you nip that in the bud, your growth is going to be skyrocketing and your industry, your economy is going to grow. You would confound everybody in this nation by how well you are prospering in Florida. It's affecting your pocketbook, Florida. It's not just murder that is unnoticed and unaccounted for. It's going to affect you in more ways than one. But he said, create jobs, that we have a responsibility to create jobs. Again, is that what the purpose of government is? Has government been called to the purposes to extend the nation's prosperity and to spend the people's money wisely? Is the government your financial trustee, your financial future and prosperity trustee? Is that what the government is there for? Is it a government of mammon? Is that what they're there for? Folks, if they are operating in that realm, you will. I think the consequences are what we are seeing right now in our economy. Besides killing those folks that should be living and continuing our growth and prosperity, namely our posterity. Besides that, if the government is now controlling everything, where somebody outside you, outside of your own industry and initiative and creativity and natural economy that comes from your needs and the needs of your neighbor and interacting in commonwealth, just not by any particular compact, but just by interrelation and interaction, if it's coming from something synthetic from that, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a parasite that's riding your back perpetually, and it's going to kill your economy ultimately. Senator Fasano said the only way we're going to do to solve the economic crisis to get people back to work. He mentioned small businesses, and he said it was the backbone. You small business people. And you say, well, part of the problem is right now that small businesses would like to expand their business. They can see a need. The problem is they don't have the upfront money to create the infrastructure that's necessary to grow their business, to meet the need that's required in the area. Maybe there's some things that people would be buying and paying for if it were available to them. And that makes sense. If you go back into the 1920s, late 1920s, early 30s, what happened is the banks shut down the money. You realize our money is manufactured synthetically. It's lent out synthetically, arbitrarily. It's not that there wasn't enough gold to lend out. They controlled the paper money. Paper money isn't gold. It's arbitrarily created. And what happened is it all got sucked back in and taken under control to protect the assets of the bankers. And so what happened is it was synthetically, money was synthetically not available. In fact, the gold that was out there that people had that was real value was confiscated by an executive order. And I just want to say, without going into details over that in 1933, that was an exercise of power without authority. America, rather than hold the executive agent accountable to the authority structure of the Constitution, they bowed down to essentially benevolent dictatorship. Somebody convinced them, oh, this is a good thing. Let's do this because it's a good thing. Without going, wait a minute, if I partner with something that somebody says is a good thing and it's outside the authority of law, I am partnering with the lawless one. It can't be for my good if it's lawless. You cannot have a just ends with an unjust means. You will reap catastrophe. Sow to the wind, you reap a whirlwind. Back then, the fake money, paper money was withheld. People's true money, gold, was confiscated lawlessly and given over to the bankers, so they actually had property. They had gold, real gold, and were controlling the paper currency, were essentially were controlling the faucet of the water of economic function, of the financial function, of the money exchange, the monetary system. The flow was basically shut off. They controlled the valve. They controlled the water. They controlled the valve. This idea of giving small businesses loans essentially is saying, well, the government's going to open up that spigot that the bankers have closed. We've got to take a break here, and we're going to come back and check this out. I'm going to examine some of these ideas, and I'm going to bounce them against some of the things that we've seen done in the past. We're going to look at the Social Security Administration's programs and things like that and find out what has the federal government done, as an example, with Social Security. And I'm going to compare it to maybe some of the things that Senator Fasano said. And I will tell you, it is completely different. So we are going to examine that, to look at it, to think about it. Actually, what we're going to do is if we look at this idea that he has, that is an incremental step beyond the authority of government structure. I think it's going to shine huge light on what is being done right now through the Social Security Administration. It's not only an incremental step into lawlessness, but it's basically led to the catastrophes that we're seeing through all the other things that the government is having to deal with right now, the things that are in the news, things that people are complaining about at town hall meetings. Hey, we're going to come back. Keep tuning in to 104.3 FM. This is important for you and your posterity. We'll be back.